What are your thoughts on the legacy fund losing $1 billion after President Trump announced his tariffs? I heard that today, too, and I laughed and went, okay, yeah, lost a billion, but that's the market. It's coming back, so you're going to gain. I mean, it fluctuates.
Yeah, up 400 points today, so.
Yeah, the way we do our earnings in North Dakota is, and you know, in good years, people complain that we don't get enough earnings, mm-hmm. right? But when your primary sector is ag and energy, you're in a pretty risk-filled economy. So the legacy fund is designed to withstand these things. Of course, when you have bad market downturns, you're going to have investment downturns. But yeah. I'm not worried about it. No. We're going to continue to grow the legacy fund, and it's going to continue to grow over time and create tremendous benefit for North Dakota.
Do you support the tariffs?
All of them? Probably not.
Okay.
We're a commodity. I support the newer proposal more than I supported the one 18 days ago.
Yeah.
I think isolating China is really important. I do. And China is our number one strategic adversary in the 21st century. And, you know, pushing back on the European Union on their VAT tax is great. I think those things are real. I think resetting the trade dynamic and onshoring some of this stuff here is a good idea. Mm-hmm. But we haven't done a farm bill yet. The retaliatory tariffs from China are going to hurt North Dakota ag producers. We saw them try to do that in 2018. So we have talked to the administration, both Brooke Rollins, Secretary Rollins, Secretary Burgum, Secretary Wright, and just making sure they know that we'll keep them informed when we start hearing what's going on, and making sure that, you know, we still feed and fuel the world in North Dakota, and yep. we can't survive two really bad years without some help. But I think taking on China in any way we can is a smart policy. I know what they're doing. By the way, we talk about cell phones. They don't let their kids on TikTok in China.
Yeah, imagine that.
I mean, there's real reasons why we should be much more aggressive in how we deal with China. And I think we will negotiate deals. I mean, because it's President Trump, everybody wants to freak out.
Oh, yeah.
But anybody who thinks that we're still not the most stable economy and nobody's going to want to be buying soybeans in the yen. They're still going to be wanting to use the U.S. dollar.